The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12. And some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chusa. Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. About 5 years ago, in New York, it was Black Friday. And there was a line of people waiting outside a Walmart Black Friday. As soon as the doors were open, the people rushed in like a stampede of buffaloes. A stampede of human buffaloes. And they rushed in so quickly that they ran over one of the employees there, thereby stomping upon him like buffaloes. And they killed him. Then the owner of the Walmart decided to close the doors as a sign of his sorrow for his employee, and the people clamored, "We want to buy." That's symptomatic of our country today, is that we're placing things, material possessions, over human persons. That's the essence of the first reading. What St. Paul is warning us about the danger of materialism. Even though there are economic problems in this country, still this is by far the most affluent, rich country in the world. By far. Now, how can we remedy or go against the all-prevailing philosophy of materialism in this country? This is the philosophical dynamic, I think, of what happens with this philosophical erroneous system that we call materialism. Materialism leads to consumerism. Consumerism to hedonism, which is the philosophy of pleasure. Hedonism to agnosticism. Does God exist? Who cares, no? And agnosticism to atheism. The denial that God exists. That's the dynamic of the American way of life. And we live here. We don't live in the Philippines. We don't live in Mexico. We don't live in Africa. We live in the United States. And this is a constant temptation to allow our possessions to possess us. Yesterday I was teaching a group of confirmation boys. And I created two different scenarios for them. Because we're talking about a principle and foundation for the young people in the confirmation book that I wrote. And I asked them, why are we here? We're here to know God, to love God, to serve God in this life so that we can be happy with God forever in heaven. These are the two scenarios. You can imagine there's a homeless man, they're out there, that lives underneath the bridge. And every day he's got to beg for enough money to be able to have a warm meal. But this homeless man loves God. Prays every day. Tells God he loves him. He accepts his poverty. Got to fend himself against the rats at night underneath the bridges of LA. One morning, the other homeless find that he's dead. Okay, let's take another scenario. This person is a multi-millionaire. He's got a couple of houses in Beverly Hills. He's got a Mercedes-Benz and a couple of Maserati, you know, the Italian sports car worth about a third of $1 million, huh? But his money and possessions have become his God. One morning, they don't see him at the luxurious restaurant that he always had breakfast at, and it turns out that he has a heart attack. I asked the boys in my class, which of those two going before the judgment seat of God is the more blessed? Hello? Anyone home? Hello? The first homeless man had nothing economically, but he had God. When he dies, he's going to go to heaven. Whereas the richest man, the multimillionaire, dies without God, is the poorest person in the whole universe. That's the message of the first reading today. And here's my question. Are you poor or are you rich? I think you've got to pray over that. I'd like to end on a very positive note. I'd like to present to you right now, in 10 minutes, I'm going to meet the richest people in the whole universe. If I had my phone, I'd be able to take a photo right now and put it on Facebook. Because most of you are going to receive Holy Communion. Is that right? Are you? If you receive Holy Communion, you are a multi-billionaire. Because he who has God has everything. Amen.